Sunday Suite with Maddie, Jason, and Arnold on a Monday morning, and joined by Celeste Chua from PersonalExcellence.co. Hi, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hi, Celeste.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Celeste, first things first, what's the cutest animal in the world?
I think pandas are so cute.
Pandas.
Big, fluffy, huggable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you always like pandas before the panda craze?
I think I've always kind of have like a penchant for pandas. Actually, Jason sort of reminds me of a panda. In a good way.
It's true that every human being resembles some sort of animal.
I never thought of myself as looking like a panda. I really must have put on a lot of weight.
No, it's not about the weight. It's the vibes. Like, I feel like safe beside you.
Is
and
it?
You're a huggable. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Ooh, you're a huggable.
I do like bamboo. Bamboo is my favorite plant.
I can see you perched on a bamboo, chewing some leaf and falling asleep.
I love bamboo.
Yes, that is very much like Jason. Okay, so Celeste, you're here to help us out with handling criticism, which most people have problems with.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't just with maturity you learn to handle it better, or is that not the case?
Well, I think when you receive a lot of criticism, you sort of just learn to handle them. I'm sure on Kiss 92, you have so many listeners. You get feedback very regularly, so all of you are probably accustomed to handling criticism as well.
I'm not accustomed to it. The way I handle criticism is to fantasize in my mind about murdering whoever criticizes me. But Maddie handles criticism extremely well, I must say.
I think it comes with just handling a lot. Obviously,
you've been in the business for years.
Yeah, and I've gotten a lot. And I think,
but you get much more positive feedback than criticism. The criticism is rare, but
I think when you get a lot of criticism, you get a lot of positives as well. So
yeah,
it kind of evens out, and you just have to learn how to focus on the positive more.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually think the more criticism you receive, the better it is. Because when you receive criticism, it suggests that you're actually important. So if we look at the most prominent people in the world, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Obama, Oprah Winfrey, etc. They get so much flack every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Why? It's because they're so important.
They're making an impact.
Exactly.
It's true.
And that's why people bother to criticize them.
Yeah.
Even the most beautiful actresses, you go on the web, on the internet,
Megan
and somebody
Fox.
Says, how can people think she's pretty? She's a dog. It's like, oh man.
I know. People will always find something mean to say.
Yeah.
There's always such people out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to filter them out. Yeah.
This is okay for people like Maddie who, you know, I've had to deal with it for many years. How would what sort of advice would you give to someone who's I guess less experienced,
who's
less exposed to listening to feedback, which not all of it is, you know, pretty.
Yeah.
Right. I think the first step is not to take it personally. Right. Every comment that people give, whether it's very negative, just take it as a neutral observation, a neutral comment. So one advice I have on how to take things not personally is just to take a macro view. Like, for example, let's say you just had a haircut.
Uh-huh.
You used to have long hair and then you cut your hair and someone said, hey, your new hairstyle very ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so you obviously feel very attacked, right?
Yeah.
But take a macro view. So how many people have haircuts in the world? How many people get negative feedback about their haircuts in the world? Probably thousands. So you're not alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no need to take it personally.
So always think in terms of, well, I'm not the only one who's
Definitely.
Getting it.
That helps. That's
right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you think about it like that, everybody takes criticism. Right?
Exactly. You're
Even
not
the
alone.
People that you think are like perfect people, they take criticism also.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're going to come back with more on how to handle criticism with our personal excellence coach, Celeste Chua, here on Kiss 92. Kiss 92 with Maddie, Jason, and Arnold in the morning. And we've got the lovely Celeste Chua here to help us out with handling criticism. And not to take it personally, because you say one of the ways to handle it is that just to remember that people criticize you when you're making an impact.
Yes.
And remember that you're not alone when dealing with criticisms. And we get a lot, even on our show. All of the prominent people in the world get it, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, Celeste, I think there's a line between criticizing and insulting, right?
Yes.
Like some people, I think, mistake insulting someone for valid criticism.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
When it's just not. It's just insults don't really do much of anything of any good.
Mm-hmm.
So do you handle insults and criticism differently? And how would you sort of define the two differently?
I would say criticism can be segmented into two different types. One is constructive criticism.
Mm.
And the second is the non-constructive criticism, which will be the flaming comments,
yeah.
you know, the defamatory comments and so on.
Like, you suck!
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
I don't like you!
Exactly. Mm. And it's more personal attacks.
Yes.
There's no real message behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for this type of comments, what you want to do is just chuck them aside, because there's no value in them.
Yeah.
And you want to focus on the constructive criticism, where there's certain message that the person is trying to deliver
right.
or bring.
So step one is to filter.
Definitely,
right.
filter. And just be aware of, okay, is this a personal attack or not? And if it's a personal attack, just ignore them.
Would you address somebody who makes a personal attack, or you just completely ignore it?
I would say the best way is to ignore, because when you give them attention, you're sort of adding attention.
You're feeding the trolls.
Exactly. You're feeding the trolls, as they say on the internet.
Yeah.
Right. There's no need to give the long story like, oh no, the reason is because that blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Because you're just giving them attention, which they want.
Yeah. I know you're very... You do a lot on the internet, and you're very prominent on the internet. Do you have to put up with a lot of this nonsense on the internet, or?
I definitely.
And how do you have you had a very bad personal experience?
Yeah, how do you handle them?
One example that I have is, say, I write articles on my site, right, and then I'll get a lot of comments on my articles. So there was this time when someone just kept commenting or replying about the little grammatical errors.
There's always that one person, right?
The grammar
one
Nazis.
Person. Yeah. And the best part is, you know, when you eventually call them and talk to them, they will answer the phone like that. And you go, hey, you know, your grammar is not very good. You know what? Your English, you gotta improve. No, I've got it on radio before.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And I think English is great, Maddie. So, yeah. So there's always these people who will zoom down. Like, the article is 2,000 words long about something that has some meaning, but the person zooms down to that one word that's spelled wrongly. And it talks about that.
Yes.
So at first I was wondering, like, is this person trying to go against me? And then I sort of just ignore. But then it just kept coming up with each article. So then I tried to understand, okay, what is the message behind this person's comment, and what can I learn from it? Then I realized, actually, I can take it a positive way.
Yeah, just use spell check.
Yeah, the person is actually doing me a favor by highlighting the errors.
Right.
So I actually got in touch with the person and realized that she's a professional copy editor. And I engaged her to help me copy edit my articles.
Wow. Are you serious?
I'm serious. She's really reading my articles and she's a reader.
That's a great story.
So after that, then my articles became more and more error-free.
Wow.
I'm serious. Like, it's
but
just...
what kind of person goes on the internet to correct people's articles?
Especially when you're an editor, wouldn't you be really busy?
Yeah, no, it's like you do it for a job, and then in your free time you still go on the internet, and this person must be crazy.
The good thing about this is she's already a reader and a loyal reader.
Okay, but you see, that goes back to the point number one, where she is making an impact.
Yeah.
Because she's making an impact, people feel the need to correct you, and therefore sometimes it ends up being criticism that is not so easy to stomach.
That's a great story.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's inspiring.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what else? This is also one thing that I found, is sometimes when things are done very well, people feel more comfortable criticizing it because they feel like the person who's done this very good thing is probably a very solid person.
Mm.
When something is done not very well,
it's
like stepping on a squirrel.
Hopeless.
You know, it's like going in a park and kicking a chipmunk.
True.
Because it's like if something is sort of not so good, I think sometimes people will sense that the person maybe shouldn't be criticized as harshly.
That's true.
So if you're receiving very harsh criticism, sometimes I think that can be a sign that you're doing something at a very high level, and people just expect you to be perfect.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I definitely agree with you, Jason. In fact, I think you should worry if you're not receiving criticism.
That means you're... Yeah, I think
you're
that's
doing
right.
Impact. You're just not doing anything.
And you're not doing something well enough to even warrant comment of any
kind. Yeah, people don't even care.
Yeah.
When people give criticism, they actually care.
Yeah.
They want to see it better.
Yeah, so the lesson is, if you're getting criticized, just don't...
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Murder isn't the best option.
No, definitely not. And the next time when we receive a criticism via SMS, we just tell ourselves, we're so awesome. And you should too today at work. Thanks, Celeste.
Thank you so much, guys.
You can check out her website, personalexcellence.co. And while you're at it, take part in her kindness challenge, which is into how many days now?
Day 12. That's 3 more days. So
3 more days. Okay. Well, you have 3 more days to take part, so do it right now. Coming up still, more on animals, animals, animals. We want to know, what's the cutest animal on the planet, according to you? Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. 10 minutes to 9. Hello, Dashna. She says, morning, guys. Criticism to me is like bullying. And, well, they just want attention, so it's not worth it. And you guys are great. Thanks so much, Dashna.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. You definitely made our morning. Okay, but before Celeste goes, she wants to wrap up her kindness challenge. And I think we owe her that because she's been so sweet.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I just want to share something about the kindness challenge. Well, it's day 12 now, and actually, I'm sort of announcing this in advance, but day 14's task is to do something unexpectedly nice for someone, and I won't be seeing you guys on Wednesday, so I thought I'd just give you guys, you know, something now.
Awesome!
Well, if the listeners remember, a few Mondays ago, we talked about bucket lists.
Uh-huh.
And Maddie, you talked about how you want to be in South of France, learning how to make soap. And
I booked my course for June next year.
And what I thought is, before your course comes in June, I have booked a 1-hour soap making class for you.
Wow.
But you can learn to make soap, and you have your own soap at the end of the class. You can share with us next Monday.
That's awesome.
So this is for you, Maddie.
I can share some soap with you, dirty boys. So nice. finally. Oh, thank you. That is just so sweet.
That's
really
unbelievable.
And Jason,
yes.
You said you want to learn archery.
Yes.
So I booked a 2-day workshop for you.
I have no excuse now.
That is
yes.
Awesome.
You'll learn Babel archery, the basic scoring system, how to shoot. Please don't shoot us when you come back.
That is unbelievable.
Don't shoot your critics too.
Yeah, don't shoot your critics.
Unbelievable, man.
Wow. You're going to do it right, Jason.
I'm definitely going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
my boy is interested in archery as well. He's making makeshift bow and arrows.
Wow. Thank you.
And Arnold, you said you want to be in Alaska.
Yeah.
In the wilderness, fishing with family.
What, you're sending it to Alaska?
Don't ever take it to Alaska. But on my blog, I often talked about the importance of having a vision board and using imagery to inspire you and to remind yourself of your goals and dreams.
Right.
So what I have is a photo frame here with a picture of someone literally in Alaska taking a picture of himself while fishing. And I hope that...
This is magic. This is a picture of a rod that all fishermen want.
Yes.
This is the
it?
Rod in full flow because something is bitten.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's bowing, right?
Yeah,
because something's got the lure.
This is the magic moment.
Yeah. Nice. And it's like a first person view. You're self fishing. So I hope when you see this picture by your desk, you'll remember
best
about your dream.
Ever.
And then it'll happen, sooner than later.
That really is an example of enhancing somebody's life in under 10 minutes. It's just so simple. You can do it every day. You don't have to wait for a special occasion.
That's
it
amazing.
It is really kind of you.
Thank you
so much, Celeste. That's beautiful.
No, thank you so much, all of you. Yeah, I really enjoy your company. And everything.
Real thoughtfulness. You put us in paradise. This is Kiss 92 with Maddie, Jason, and Arnold in the morning.